Dave Reamer is a senior attorney in Pacific Legal Foundation's property rights practice. He primarily litigates cases involving the right to use and enjoy private property, not your neighbor's, your own. He joined Pacific Legal Foundation in 2001. He's argued before the Supreme Court so often, they have a chair with his name on it. No smile. In addition to litigation, Dave has also written many law review articles about the Supreme Court's property rights jurisprudence. And today we're going to talk about, of all people, Marilyn Monroe. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Dave Reamer.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's always good to talk to you. It's been a while. Last time you were on, it was quite some time ago. We talked about Hollister Ranch. We'll do that, get an update on that another time. I learned here you earned your law degree at the University of Hawaii. How did you ever leave?
I had to leave for my wife got pregnant, and our family's from California, and I'm native Californian, and that and the work I wanted to do was in California. So yes, had to leave, sadly, but I like California too, and Santa Barbara's not so bad.
Santa Barbara's not so bad, but you get a chance to visit Santa Barbara?
Yeah, yes, I do. I graduated from UCSB, and my son lives in Santa Barbara, and I lived in Santa Barbara in the 90s for quite some time.
You know what? I'm not sure when we first met. I think it was 2015, but I guess I never asked you about that. So that's good to know. That's good to know. My mother gave me a framed photo of Marilyn Monroe, and she's naked. Not my mother, Marilyn Monroe. And I feel sorry for Marilyn Monroe. She was a pretty actress. She died young in an unfortunate circumstance. I know there's conspiracy theories, murder, suicide. I assume it's suicide, and I'm hopefully it was unintentional, and whatever it was. It's a sad story about Marilyn Monroe. But, you know, she didn't invent a cure for cancer. She just lived a nice life, and she died in the early 60s. Now, I've been reading about this old house of hers in the LA Times, and I don't know much about it. So I'm just going to tell you what I know, and then I'll let you fill us in on the real legal story behind Marilyn Monroe's house. The neighbors bought the house, and they wanted to expand their house, and they got permits, and then suddenly the local municipality declared it an historic monument and basically took away their private property. They offered to move the house if to preserve it, but they were rejected, and so then they finally decided to sue. Is that a fair thumbnail analysis from a reader?
Yes, they. I would only add, and it's just a ticky-tack point, but they own adjoining properties, and they wanted to buy this property and just clear out the old, dilapidated Marilyn Monroe house, which is falling apart and has had 14 successive different owners since 1960 and has been remodeled but unoccupied since 2019. They just wanted to clear that house out, and they weren't sure what they were going to do. The property was going to be clear and open space in conjunction with other properties, and maybe they'd build a modern home someday. Who knows? But the point was to clear out the old house, the old Monroe house that's sat unoccupied since 2019.
And it's been, as you mentioned, it's been sold and resold. The no municipality ever wanted to do anything to it to preserve it. They never stopped subsequent owners from remodeling it or doing anything they wanted. And it wasn't until these owners said they wanted to demolish it that, and what? So local activists petitioned, is it the city or the county that they petitioned?
The city. City. So you have that right. Look, this thing was treated like an ordinary residential home. It's a 2,300 square foot home. It's old Spanish style Adobe home in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles. Been there forever. It's just been an ordinary home. People have lived in it, moved, coming on, altered it. There's hardly anything left of Marilyn Monroe's connection to the house. And so for 60 years, never designated as a monument, just treated normal home in Brentwood. And then, yes, these property owners bought it. They applied to for permits to grade and demolish it. They got the permits. Then the city and the preservationists got all up in arms, and they began the process to designate a historical monument, revoke their permits, and did designate it as a historical, excuse me, monument. And that's how it sits now. You have tour buses and trespassing, people trying to climb over the walls to see this monument now. It's a security risk, and you can't do anything with it. You can't sell a security risk home that's subject to ongoing trespassing, usually at night with people climbing from their truck beds over the walls. This is a non-publicly viewable building. It's never been seen, can be seen from the road or any other public place. So the only way that you can see the Marilyn Monroe monument is to trespass and climb. People break in, try and find mementos and stuff that don't exist, obviously, after 60 years. So that's the situation they're in. It's not just they can't use it for how they want to use it. It's that now it's a liability and not a benefit.
My guest is Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Dave Bremer, and my introduction, I joked that he's been to the Supreme Court numerous times. He has, and he's representing people for their private property rights. And this is a major one. It could be a minor issue, but this is a major issue. And I started off by saying that Marilyn Monroe is a tragic figure. It's an interesting case, but I feel sorry for her, but she was an actress and things ended badly for her, and I feel sorry for her. But as I understand it, she lived in the house for like just a few months,
6 months.
6 months. And I mean, if she was, if she was Abraham Lincoln, I could understand the history and the historical monument. And I love history. I love preservation. But how do they justify dedicating this as a monument when she really had no historical significance? I mean, somebody might argue she did, but
Yeah, I mean, I can see that, but there is the other side to it, and let's play that for a minute. I mean, even if you, as the city did, can come down and say, look, this person was famous enough and still famous, and there are a lot of people interested in it, and we just like the idea of saving this place because of her connection. Okay, fine, all right, but the question is, it's not whether you can save it. It's who's going to bear the cost and the liability of you saving it? Are you going to make private property owners like these private owners into the caretakers and the financiers of your public monument, which is what is happening here? So the property owners, their complaint is that you've put the burden of creating and maintaining and preserving a public monument onto us. You are advertising this as a public monument. You're saving because you want this building never to change, but it's us who bears the security, the liability, the cost of doing this. And you did it after we bought it. So therefore, city, you, in all righteousness and fairness, you should just buy this property, pay us fair compensation. We'll get our investment back. You'll get your monument. You can open it to the public, and everybody walks away. But they don't want to do that. They want the property owners just to be the caretakers of this Marilyn Monroe pseudo museum.
now, this is something I did not know. My guest, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Dave Bremer, he's representing property owners in Brentwood against the city of Brentwood. And I did not know that they offered to sell the property to get out of the whole thing, give up their plans, which is a loss, and
Well, it's
sell it to him.
yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's when they file their lawsuit claims that the city is taking their property without just compensation. And the solution, the remedy, what the lawsuit is essentially asked for is either let us do what we want with the property give us back our permits or buy it from us. We'll sell it to you. That's what a takings claim, that's what a takings lawsuit does. It's a forced sale to the government. The government is forced to buy it. So that's what they're saying. You should, if you're going to put the public burden on, if you're going to create this as a public monument, the public should pay for this. The public should compensate for this by purchasing the property that you want as a public monument.
I understand. It sounds too reasonable. I know you're going to give us an update on one of the rulings that happened on May 6th, 2026. We'll get to that in a moment. My guest, Dave Bremer, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney. Am I correct? Okay, so they sued. They say, hey, look, either let us do what we want to do or buy it from us and you do what you want to do with it. Did they also offer to move the property at their expense, maybe onto city-owned property, so then it could be dealt with there?
Yes. They offered to, at the early stage of the, when the city began to designate this thing and began the process to create, to make it into a monument, the property owners offered to help to move the property. I don't remember if it, the details about cost sharing and all that, but there was an offer to work with the city to remove the house off the property so that property owners would get their land and the city would get their building and it would find some place where the public could view it. And that didn't work out. The city didn't want to do that. So we'll see. Maybe that's something down the road that can happen. I don't know.
This might be an unfair question, but are you aware? I mean, how common is it where this city or any municipality declares a private home as a monument and in a residential area and then allows and then they take over and then they create tours? I mean, we've had a lot of famous homes of past presidents. We have the libraries, all this stuff. It's not zoned for public use, it's residential. Has this happened before?
Well, historical designation is fairly common, but I think it's somewhat uncommon that you have a designation on a building or structure that cannot be seen or accessed at all by the public. And on the East Coast and other places, you have a lot of historical designations of old colonial buildings and things like that, but you usually could just drive by them, or you could look at them if you want, or you don't even know they're there. But to have something that's a wholly private home that's wholly completely unviewable by the public, I think that's a little unusual. It may have happened before, but I don't know specifically. But yes, that's one of the facets of the case of this that makes it particularly troublesome, because it's an incentive and an encouragement. This designation I'm talking about is an incentive and encouragement for tour buses, which do come now, and people to come up this small road, which is a small cul-de-sac, a dead-end cul-de-sac. This house is just on a cul-de-sac, like your regular cul-de-sac where you have a few houses. It's got a wall. So now cars are coming up there, blocking in the road, tour buses trying to get up there. And so it's, yeah, it's a little bit of a unique situation and an extra burden that it's not something that people can just easily get to.
I'm sure the other neighbors are absolutely aghast at what has occurred here in their little cul-de-sac community. We're talking about Marilyn Monroe's house. I don't know if it was the only house she ever owned, but she lived in it for 6 months prior to her death. And now City of Brentwood has declared it a historic monument. The current owners who live next door can't do anything with it. They were originally given permits to demo it. Those were rescinded. You would think the Hollywood community, which has, there's a lot of money with Hollywood people. And I know that she had a I guess a marriage with who was the baseball great, Joe DiMaggio. And I remember reading that he put flowers on her grave every year forever. Now imagine if someone like him was still alive, someone with money who loved Marilyn Monroe, would simply say, I'll buy it, or I'll do something with it, or I'll do the burden. I don't know. I mean, you know, the owners want to sell it to the city. The city doesn't want to buy it. I mean, this just seems like a ridiculous event that the city is allowed to do this. I just don't understand it. What happened on, did you get a recent update on May 6th? Has been any rulings of late?
Yeah, so on that day, we got an initial adverse ruling from the federal court in LA saying that, yes, our claims are what's called ripe or ready for judicial court resolution, but that our takings claims failed at this point unless we amend our complaint because lack of specific details about how much value has been lost in this property. Now, normally you don't have to allege in a complaint exactly a dollar number of how much value you lost, but in this case it looks like we may need to do that, and so we'll be considering that and likely filing an amended complaint, but we'll be considering that going forward. Needless to say, the case isn't going anywhere. It'll either be appealed. This May 6th ruling will either be appealed or we'll file an amended complaint. So it's going to be around, not over yet.
And this May 6th ruling, they could have approved your complaint subject to specificity in terms of the value and determining what the city should pay the owners and, you know, all that.
Not
But
well, not
instead,
really. No, not really.
oh.
They not exactly. No, they if your allegations are insufficient, then the court dismisses the complaint and gives you leave to amend. You,
Okay.
in other words, to file a new complaint. So your present complaint is the one it ruled on. And if that's not sufficient in the court's eyes to get you to the next phase of litigation where you introduce evidence, then the court will dismiss it and often give you a chance to file an amended complaint that would include additional information.
How surprised were you by this ruling, by this federal court?
Not, I mean, I'm of two minds of that. I'm a little bit surprised because of the fact that the property owners did buy this thing before the designation and did have permits before the designation. And a lot of times that's enough for a court to say, yeah, it looks like, you've really had something taken for you. You had the rug pulled out from under you. So I'm a little surprised in that regard. I'm not surprised, on the other hand, because property rights are disfavored, particularly in California in courts. And we see rulings in property rights that are that need to be appealed, frankly, a lot. Surprised, not surprised, if that makes sense.
And my guest, David Bremer, Pacific Legal Foundation. We're talking about Marilyn Monroe's house being designated as a historic monument, and the neighbors who bought it are stuck. And where we're at is, it's private property, it's walled, gated. There's no public access, so there's no public benefit to having this historic monument because the owners are not obligated to open it to the public. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, yes and no. Again, I don't want to get too legal with you, but in a real world sense, there's no public benefit in real life because you can't see it, you can't access it. There's no tangible benefit, let's put it that way. But in the legal world and in how shall I put this? There's a benefit in the sense that to courts, and that the preservation itself is considered a benefit. The public, the it's there, it's saved, and we it's not gone, and that aspect itself, preserving it rather than having it gone, will seem as a benefit to the public. That's why the city did it. It because it views it as a benefit. But a lot of it is about feel goodism. There's not really anything tangible the public is getting here, or the city, except the feeling good that you saved a thing. But that's enough of a public enjoyment, public benefit to, I suppose, in their eyes, justify it.
I understand. That makes sense to me. And it seems my take on it that if the city wants to have it this way, they shouldn't put the burden on the people that bought it. They should buy it from them. They could buy it from them and it could sit empty for the rest of time, closed and with no tangible benefits to the public if that's what they want. Again, nothing against Marilyn Monroe. Feel sorry for her. She passed away tragically, young, all that good stuff. But it's a very interesting case. I'll be very curious to see if you can keep track of it for us and give us any updates. Dave Bremer, Pacific Legal Foundation, Private Property Rights. Thanks so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you so much for having. Appreciate you. Enjoy your show.
Thanks a million. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.